In today's episode, Monica asks, how do I create good content for an industry I'm unfamiliar with, especially if the client is not forthcoming about things that they're expert on? I had a colleague in my old agency who used to call this getting smart. And what she would do is before a client meeting or a big pitch to win a new customer, she would spend a couple of days just doing the time-honored technique of reading and researching via Google, news sources, following a couple of social media experts. And this is a time-tested approach. It works really well, and it gives you a good lay of the land. Now, what it doesn't do is it doesn't uncover little gems. It doesn't uncover things that you would be able to then go to a true subject matter expert, like someone at your client, and ask them interesting questions to elicit their point of view. Because many times when you're talking about creating great content, you're talking about a unique point of view, a unique perspective that isn't available in the stuff that you can easily Google. So what are some ways we can do that? Well, there's about three or four different ways to extract some useful information. Obviously, starting with Google News is a great place. You know, typing in clinical therapy and psychology here will get you some news sources. And then you have, if you have not taken the Google News power searching course, you really should, because it gives you the ability to prune out stuff. So in this case, there's a whole bunch of versions of this story about some person running for office in Alabama, and I'm not interested in that because it's not part of creating content about the field of clinical therapy psychology. So knocking stuff out is a very useful way to start. And Google News, using it this way, is a very straightforward way. You can find the top general terms. Another way to do this is if you are familiar with Google's BigQuery database, which is a massive big data store, you can actually query the database directly and get some interesting and useful information that way. However, it requires you to be fluent in SQL, the database discovery language, and many folks are not. But keep that in mind. It's part of a project that Google runs called GDELT, which is summarizing the world's news. The second way I like to approach things is with SEO tools. SEO tools allow, like in this case, I'm using RFs here, allow you to understand what's being linked to, what's out there. So let's look at clinical therapy for psychology, which is the topic that Monica was asking about specifically. And I can look through here and start understanding the basics of what's being shared, what's being linked to. We can restrict to higher quality domains here to remove some of the junk stuff that's out there. And we can also specify things like languages, time period, and things like that to get a better understanding of what's happening. So cognitive behavioral therapy, stuff like massage therapy, do we probably want to knock out of our results as well to try and refine it and tune it up. One of the other things I like to look for is keywords and what sites rank well for those. And you can do this with regular Google, but having an SEO tool gives you, in many cases, some better perspectives. Therapist versus psychologist, what's the difference between a therapist and a psychologist? A little more refinement and getting a sense of what websites are out there, like the APA. Is a credible organization, obviously, that they would have a lot of data we could use to extract out interesting perspectives and or news in their space. A third service that I enjoy using is called Google Scholar. Google Scholar allows you to query any academic papers. This is an especially useful tool if you're tackling an academic field where there's a lot of publishing and where you might not necessarily have stuff in general Google News or general social media. In fact, you know, some of the most reputable people in a field probably have like 5 followers on Twitter because they are so specialized that their work is exclusively within the academic domain. So in this case, I pulled together clinical therapy psychology, and I've restricted since 2017 because we want sort of new and different perspectives. And if you scroll through, you can see there are all these different academic papers and publications and books that you can reference. Many of them have PDFs that you can download the PDFs and read through them and look at down here for some interesting additional terms to search for that you may not necessarily know because you're not an expert in the domain. But with these terms and with these papers, you can get a sense of what's cutting edge in the field. Now, if you want to take this up yet another notch, you can take all the papers that are open to the public that have a PDF link and feed them to artificial intelligence and say, artificial intelligence, please help me summarize and explore what's in the box so that I can get a better sense of the field. I'm going to use Watson Discovery here. Watson Discovery allows you to load these papers in as documents, and then it goes through and explores them and tries to understand what's happening inside the box. So you have sentiment, you have very specific terms, cognitive behavioral therapy, major depressive disorder. It can come up with hierarchy and keywords and stuff like that. Let's go ahead and query, what is depressive disorder? And this is now asking questions just of these academic papers, so I can look at a very, very narrow perspective. What's signing teachers, metacognitive therapy, what is and what's new and effective, the third wave of cognitive behavioral therapies. Now we're getting into stuff that is very interesting. These are the questions that you would go straight to your subject matter expert for, because these are things that you don't know as an outsider to the field, but a subject matter expert is going to have a lot of perspective on, a lot of very strong opinions on. And frankly, we don't know what we don't know here. How prevalent are anxiety disorders and schizophrenia? Now we're getting to the good stuff. Now we're getting to the stuff that you can create great content about, because it may not be out there, or if it is out there, it's not going to be your client's perspective or your company's perspective. And so using Watson Discovery is a way to extract out these things from these academic papers that you might not otherwise be able to read through without getting all the goodness out of them. And so that's using AI to start summarizing these things. And because Watson can take in PDFs, HTML, Word documents and stuff, if your client also has data internally, like, hey, you know, just send me, you know, make sure your NDA is in place, and just send me the last 500, you know, internal documents about that. Throw it in Discovery and say, okay, now I can ask questions to build really, really insightful content, especially if it's from those subject matter experts. So that's the process of using some upper level tools to really get to some unique perspectives. Watson Discovery, in the incarnation I'm running it here, there's a free plan that allows you to set up one project and load, I think, 2 million documents and ask up to 1,000 queries a month before you have to start paying for it. But it is relatively inexpensive otherwise. The first 1,000 queries are free, so it's something you can try out and play around with. SEO tools, your average SEO tool is going to be between $75 and $300 a month. These are tools that have a lot of dual purposes, so you should have, if you are in the marketing profession, you should have at least one in your portfolio. And obviously, the one I'm using here is called RFs. There are a bunch of other ones as well. Google News is free. Google Scholar is free. So you can see that many of the sources are very, very low cost and, or free, and can help you build those extra insights. So great question, Monica. This process will take your content to the next level and really help you show your client, hey, I am on the ball. And this is true for anybody who works in-house at an agency, whatever. This is how you get to some great answers. As always, please subscribe to the YouTube channel and the newsletter. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. If you want help with your company's data and analytics, visit BrainTrustInsights.com today and let us know how we can help you.